You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City is here. Good afternoon to you, Drew. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Todd. I hope everything's going good and happy Independence Day coming up.
Oh, speaking of that, and it is going very well, what can you tell me about July the 4th across the Midwest?
Well, we're going to have a little bit of a risk of showers and thunderstorms, unfortunately, kind of similar to what we've been seeing here in recent past days. It'll be a warm and humid day. We shouldn't see a lot of precipitation during the morning or early afternoon, but as we get into the late afternoon, of course, the instability in the atmosphere will start to generate some pop-up showers and thunderstorms across the region. Most of these are going to be very light, but we'll see them from Iowa and Missouri all the way across Illinois into parts of Michigan, Ohio, and Kentucky. So the further east you go in this area, the higher the concentration and the more significant the precipitation may become. But I think for the most part, we're talking about very brief showers, might not last more than 10 or 15 minutes, hopefully, and rain totals will probably run mostly up to a quarter of an inch every once in a while. Somebody might get something a little bit greater, up around a half inch. And a lot of this precipitation will diminish as we get into the dusk time of the evening, so hopefully it won't interfere with some of the celebrations coming up.
Should be a great evening for fireworks, I suppose, in that case. When you look ahead and across the growing regions, what do you see in the coming week? It's been relatively cool, gray, the last couple of days, but I suspect more sunshine and a bit of heat are on the way.
Yeah, I think that's where we're going to evolve to, a little better environment overall. The crops are going to eat this up. The moisture and the cool-off that's been out there here recently was quite welcome after we went through that short-term bout of 80-degree days that occurred about a week ago, and the ground firmed up in some areas. We are getting probably a little more moisture than we would like to see in some of the eastern parts of the Midwest and certainly in the southeastern corner of the country. But the heart of the Midwest will see a decline in precipitation frequency and significance as we move through the weekend and into next week. And temperatures will warm just a bit. We'll get away from these 60 and 70 degree readings and start seeing something a little bit more normal, which would be in the 80s across the area. And that alone will likely stimulate some much better crop development potential. We will have, though, still a risk of showers periodically through the region, and I can't really give us too many days in a row without a risk of a shower or thunderstorm. Most of the precipitation will be light until we get to the early to middle part of next week. At that time, we'll see some stronger storms occurring from Iowa into Ohio, and they will sag southward as time moves forward.
When we last talked, you were a bit concerned about Australia. Has that been alleviated at this point or not?
Western Australia continues to be very dry. They've got most of the crop in the ground, but it is not germinating, emerging, and establishing like it should. Very uneven stands, a lot of worry about production cuts coming up for them. It's cool over there, so we're not losing a lot very quickly. But they've got to have some better rain sometime soon. We're at least a week away from anything like that happening.
And a very short word on China.
Very good conditions, I think, is the bottom line there. They've had a couple pockets of dryness, but every time it's gotten to the point of threatening crops, they've gotten rain. So the bottom line is very good for the majority of that country.
Thanks so much, and we'll talk with you again next week.
All right, Todd, take care now.
Hey, you too. That is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and wraps up this July 3rd edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.